He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she would conceive by the Holy Ghost and bear a son and call his name Jesus, and when Mary acquiesced to the will of God for her life, the supreme miracle of all miracles happened. Beyond even the wonder of creation, the creation of the universe, where the divide between creature and creator was first established, when time and space came into existence at the will of God, who is outside of time and space, and beyond every miracle since, when by divine intervention the laws of nature were overridden or superseded or bent for a moment. At the Annunciation, creator and creature became one in the person of Jesus Christ. At the Annunciation, the salvation plan of God could no longer be called a plan. His intervention to make a way for us to be united to him again and to end the separation of sin and death was really happening in the person of Jesus Christ. And the great reveal came on Christmas Day. No longer hidden within the womb of the Blessed Virgin, the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior of the world, both God and man, in the same person, breathed his first breath. And with that breath taken into those pink little lungs, all humanity took a breath again. Our great hymn, Joy to the World, has us voice the words three times that I wish we could sing slower without it being awkward, but I'm sure it would perhaps help us grasp what is ultimately incomprehensible. Heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. The hymn tries to slow it down for us, but there's just no way. Heaven and nature together in that little person. St. Athanasius, along with a number of other church fathers, encapsulates the saving act of God at the Incarnation in this short and astounding soteriological phrase of exchange, saying this: God became man that man might become God. A shocking thing to say. In fact, better translated, God became man that man might become deified. Exchange is this: God allows us to become by his grace what he is by nature. God allows us to become, by sharing his life with us, what he is by nature. And of course, never does the creature become the creator. Never do we become members of the Godhead equal to the Father, as are the Son and the Holy Spirit, or anything like that. And yet the church does not back away from the blinding brightness of the light that shined in the darkness on the first Christmas day, when angels from heaven sang glory to God. The light that shined in the darkness was the brightness of Emmanuel, God with us, God drawing close, God sharing his very life with us, God giving us his grace, God giving us himself, and inviting us to participate in the life of God. St. Peter would not back away from the shocking reality, and in his letter he would state, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. That mystery of being partakers of the divine nature, we've said it today in the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. John, to those who believed in him, he gave the power to become the sons of God. It's right there. When we look upon that child in the manger, we should awe that God intervened on our behalf in a manner so familiar to us, so comfortable, really. A child in the arms of his young mother. That delicate and domestic condition for which every husband should charge out into the world and labor and fight and work to provide for and to protect and to safeguard. Why would God intervene for us in such a weak and vulnerable way? Why should he not have just descended with legions of angels to wreck and ruin with swords the corruption of the world that he created for his glory? Why should he be instead emptied of himself in such a humble and humiliating way? Why should he do this? If he wished to give us by grace what he has by nature, why should he not just go ahead and do it with a single moment, a single movement of his divine will? The answer, I believe, is in that manger, in those swaddling clothes. It's right there in the instinctive feeling you have when you see a newborn child. The instinct to care, the instinct to hold as precious, to stop what you're doing and just stare, to feed and nurture and protect, to gather around just to see. The instinct to sacrifice on behalf of that one. Here is something of the image and likeness of God that is not easily marred. The Lord and King and ruler of all, who has bridged the divide between God and man, who makes a way for us to participate in purity and holiness again, comes to us first as a swaddled infant, so that we would take into ourselves and protect and cherish and nurture and sacrifice for the exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be not only appreciators of, or devotees of, or even fans, but partakers of the divine nature, as St. Peter says to us. Christmastide is a season of feasting. And by this we mean literally feasting of food and drink and snacks and desserts and treats. No doubt you've begun already, and there's more to come. But the food and the family and the fanfare are the table dressings. There are the signposts pointing to a feast of the soul. This day of all days, be filled with good things, but especially that which is best, with God himself, who shares himself with you. May the joy and wonder and faith of this day be as precious to us as a child wrapped in swaddling clothes, inspiring, delicate, loving, protective care, fierce protection, and awe-filled genuflection. What child is this who, laid to rest on Mary's lap, is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? Why lies he in such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear, for sinners here the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him laud, the babe, the son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him. The King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.